You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, what is missing with Micah not around? And if players did this, would they really win against owners? Now, we'll get into that in just a moment. I've been talking about the fan phenom that's going on at Jake's this Thursday. And there's, by the way, four chances this month. Every Thursday this month, the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th, all at different Jake's locations for fan phenom. Fred and I are going to be out this Friday at the one off of Marsh Lane. So we're going to be hanging out at Jake's there. So we want you to come on out and say hi to us there. And also, I am doing some fantasy. My fantasy football team is going to be at the Addison one this year.
Okay.
Jake said, hey, man, we'd love to have you out. And so that's an option for you. If you're out there going, hey, what? Because we used to go to Fox and Hound in Richardson.
Right.
And they closed. And I was like, all right, time for us to find a new location.
Did you guys shut them down or what?
And I mean, we would shut it down is what I'm saying. But no, we needed to find a new location. So I was like, man, what about Jake's? And they said, absolutely. So that's an option out there. If you're looking for a place, fantasy football draft, you're a little late in the game. You need to get started right now. Get this thing rolling.
Yeah, you do.
And go to Jake's and have your fantasy football location. When Micah is not around practice, what is missing? Because I said this morning, I think this is a problem for team morale, team culture, and you questioned that, and that almost started a fist fight between us.
Yeah, no,
which was a very scary moment. But it's okay.
Well, I was ready to crane kick you if worse came to worse,
and I knew that, and I didn't want to have a broken nose today. So
then I didn't want to sprain an ankle.
But the when he's not there, one of the things that I think we talk about iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
Nate Thomas isn't getting a rep against the best pass rusher, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL.
No.
And while I have seen many times Micah wreck practice, I've seen him just walk out there and say, nobody's getting any work done today because I'm going to make all the plays. I've seen it happen. And that's when you go, hold on, is Terrence Steele not that good? Or is Micah just that really that
good? Is Micah
good?
Just that good?
But whenever you don't have those reps against a guy like this, you're going to be caught off guard whenever you go up against Philadelphia game one.
Yeah.
You're going to be caught off guard whenever you go up against other teams because you haven't faced somebody like that. The other thing that I think that, you know, him learning this defense that that Eberflus is putting together, very important. He needs to be in there for those reps. He's watching them. He has mental reps. But he's not getting the physical reps that I think help with the instincts.
Absolutely. No, I'm with you 100% on that.
And so those are two things that I think is missing. The other thing, too, is with this whole process, you know, now that he's saying, I no longer want to be here, the frustration with Jerry Jones, isn't it a little odd that a guy has been saying all offseason he wants to lead? I want to be a leader. I had a meeting with Jerry Jones to talk to him about leadership. Somehow that turned into contract talk. But all this is, I want to lead, I want to lead, I want to do this, I want to show the guys. And now he's saying, I don't want to be here. And for leadership purposes, now whether that's just placating to the audience or whatever, it still says words mean something. And if you're saying you want to be a leader, you lead.
Yeah.
You don't bail. And that's one of the other things that I'm not frustrated with him so much, but I don't like that one thing when it's him saying, I want to lead, and now he's not around.
But in a way, he is leading, right? In a way, he is leading, because to a man, and I don't care whether this is the NFL in 1980 or the NFL in 2025, every player understands the business side of it, okay? Yes. And there's the Micah. Nobody on that football team has any question about Micah Parsons, the football player, all right? Maybe his run support every now and again, but for the most part, no one's questioning the ability, and that when you put number 11 and you line him up wherever he goes, guess what? Shop's about to get wrecked in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
But at the same time, too, they also understand this is a business. You also understand that Jerry Jones is either the most shrewd negotiator in the NFL or the most tone-deaf negotiator in the NFL. Or maybe the answer's somewhere in between. And, oh, by the way, you've got David Mulligetta, who is also of that same ilk. All right, so you've got a battle of ego. You've got a battle of wills going on. So I'm of the belief that nobody on that football team is taking what Mike is doing personally, because they understand from a player's perspective, from a money perspective, that Micah Parsons has to do this to get his money and to make a point. The question I have is, how long is this thing going to drag out? And is this going to leak into the season? Whether he gets a deal done and then we're looking at a Micah Parsons who is basically going to get into football shape for the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season. And you just, fingers crossed, hope that this dude doesn't get hurt while he's doing that.
Last year, about 4 games into the season, Micah decided, I'm not going to go be a headhunter by myself. I'm going to play within the defense. And it took him 4 games before he realized, oh, Mike Zimmer just explained, you need to be in your place.
Yeah.
Like when you can freelance and do your own thing in a Dan Quinn defense, because the pass rush is what it is, right? Like, that's different. But then you have a defense that calls for everybody kind of has to do their thing. Otherwise, this thing doesn't work. I'm not sure if Eberflus has the same mentality about that. But don't you feel like Mike is going to get out there and be like, oh, hold on, what exactly? And why can't I go do that again? How much does it affect other people around me whenever I'm not in tune with what these guys are doing, when we're not moving as one? And that's another factor. Now, one of the benefits, guys like Marshawn Nealon, guys like Ezeraku, guys like Peyton Turner, these guys are getting extra reps. And I do wonder if the Joneses and they're like, yeah, no, this is a good thing for us. Those guys need those extra reps. Ezeraku needs them.
He does.
It's different when you're going from college.
But 11 where, needs them.
And then I agree. I absolutely agree.
Like you saw how dilapidated this offense was for the start of this season last year with CeeDee Lamb not out there.
Yep.
And oh, by the way, I mean, and it wasn't like him and Dak were together for the first time. Like, these are guys that have been together for 4 or 5 years.
And they had practiced together through the offseason.
Yeah.
Like, now,
they'd missed a couple times together over the summer, and it just felt like you kind of felt, all right, things got off to a clunky start.
It was clunky, was a great word.
And defensively, again, this is one of those situations where I just feel like, and I go back to what you were saying earlier, and you know, the more you think about it, like, yes, I would love to see them just be able to drop 11 in, and again, is he going to make plays? Sure he is, but at the same time, too, as that old saying goes, the other side gets paid, too.
Yes.
All right? The other guys get paid, too. And here's the thing. Philadelphia, from all intents and purposes, had a pretty drama-free camp.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're out there hitting each other full speed right now.
Absolutely. I mean, here's the other thing. We don't hear about anybody holding out. Look, that defense is in year two. Now, look, you've lost a few pieces there. What you know, but at the same time, okay, you got year two in the Vic Fangio system.
They're also not reliant on a player. They're like, no, you got a whole, we just keep reloading more new good players all the time.
I saw a stat the other day. what do they got? Their average, that roster average age is like 25.7, 26 years old or something like that. Whereas,
a great window, man.
I mean, this window's insane. I mean, Howie Roseman is figuring out ways to do this thing on the fly. And whereas here with the Dallas Cowboys, we're now going into back-to-back years of, okay, on one side you had, Mike McCarthy, and that was a cluster you-know-what going into it with everybody being on, basically dead man walking. This year, you flip that script. Shoddy's doing the best with what God gave him, but then, okay, let's go ahead and throw a little kink in that and have this major distraction with Micah Parsons on the side.
Yeah.
And now, look, do I think they're going to weather this storm? Yes, I do.
Yes.
But
are they going to be better for it? I don't think so.
Now, that said, my biggest, the deal's going to get done. And this is the aggravating issue in all this. Okay, is that the deal is going to, you're not trading Micah Parsons, mm-hmm. Okay? Yes, can we have fun with it and look at the possibilities? But you're gonna sign him, all right? The question is, when are you going to do it? And think about all the, I'm not even worried about the wasted money. I could care less. It's not my money.
I agree.
I don't care. Okay, yeah, you could go sign a backup left tackle, fine, whatever, who cares? Why not get him into camp, get him ready, and make a legitimate run? Because you go from being a bottom 10 defense as it stands right now to now you are a middle-of-the-pack defense when you have a Micah Parsons. And, oh, by the way, you can have a – look, you can win a Super Bowl with a middle-of-the-pack defense.
Sure.
Ben, don't break. Because the one thing about Matt Eberflus defenses, they turn the ball over.
Fred, if you're going to learn one thing about me, ask me a question about ranking.
Yeah.
Any position, anything about the Cowboys, I will always say middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
And usually I'm right. They're 15, 16, somewhere in that window is where the Cowboys live. That's where they are. And they until they do anything to change my mind about that, that's where they will be. And that's where they've been for like with the last 5 years now, Alec. I feel like 5 years I've been saying middle of the pack. Anytime Kevin asks a question, all right, where do you think the Cowboys rank in this?
Yeah.
Middle of the pack. And usually that's where it is.
But you could be a top 10 offense this year. You have the pieces to be a top 10 offense this year. I firmly believe that.
And I think your frustration also comes to the more you hear players that have left that were frustrated, and the more you hear other people around maybe calling out front office, the same line is the thing is not about football. It's not the let's keep the thing about the thing. And that this right here is proof. This is the biggest storyline out of this camp right now. And it's something that's completely off the field rather than something that's actually happening physically on the field.
Jerry's just got to stop.
And that's frustrating.
Jerry just needs to stop negotiating like this is, like we're in the back room of a saloon in 1995.
Like nobody's going to find out the things that he said. And he can just, look, I'm going to tell you this. And then Rock Nation's not going to come out and say, hey, he's absolutely BSing you on this.
Well, and
people actually know they can talk to the media too now.
And well, not just that, but it's like it's the little, because here's the thing that the Rock Nation stuff raised. Because they didn't argue or push back on the numbers part of it. Okay, they just argued back about, well, Jerry said that we never called back, and yes, we did.
Yeah.
I don't care who called back. Did the deal get done, yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't care how the sausage is made. All right?
I just want to enjoy the flavor.
That's it. I know I set you up, and that was a hard thing, because I thought about how I was going to bounce back from that, too. Okay? I thought about how I was going to bounce back from that, too.
Brad Townsend had a theory I saw on Twitter. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. He said he doesn't think this thing goes any further than August 18th.
Good.
Because
it can't.
August 19th. Is the premiere of America's team, The Gambler and His Cowboys. And Jerry would not want any other distraction taking away from the release of his Netflix show.
I mean, I don't know if he's doing that tongue in cheek. I mean, it doesn't matter. Look, now he's got the top two stories.
Yeah.
That's the way Jerry looks at it. Oh, I'm trending 1A, 1 and 1B. Let's go. How about him, Cowboy?
I'm the lead headlines on everything. And he said that to us before, too. When they did their Josh Wine combination, he said, when you sit down at a table and you see a magazine about architecture, I want the Cowboys to be in there somewhere. Anytime you go somewhere, I want the Cowboys to be in your mind somewhere.
I'd like to see a Super Bowl book where there's a Super Bowl from the last 30 years.
Lots of them.
You know?
Lots
I mean, just
of
give
them.
It just one. How about that?
This was something pitched out by Mike Florio, who understand Florio has a lot of detractors.
Texters are the
many
worst.
Different ways. But he said this is old hat to sit out practice, have injuries, do the hold in. If players really want to stick it to the owners and the fan base, honestly.
Yeah.
Do it during the postseason. You have already made
Who said this?
This is Mike Florio. You've already made your money. You get very little money to play in the playoffs anyway. Playoff games are extra for not very much pay. And just tell them, I appreciate it, but now I have fulfilled my requirements, my contract.
That's the most ignoramus thing I think I've heard all day.
I will not play in the playoffs. That really sticks it to ownership. Do you agree that players... I don't know if players would do this.
Why would you do it?
I think players... They play because they want to be in the
playoffs. I was going to say that. I get Mike's doing this, you know, next level Jedi mind trick. I'm a lawyer, so let's look at this from a different lens type perspective. That's the most ignoramus, idiotic thing I think I've heard, and that's saying something in sports media.
The reason being because...
You play to win the game, okay? I mean, that Herm Edwards told us this. Why on earth... do you play to not want to play in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Look, the college thing, that makes sense. All right. A college kid, of course, now that they're getting NIL money, might be a little bit different story. But if you are a professional athlete, all right, because the only thing you can hang your hat on afterwards is your legacy. All right. My boy Henry Thomas says all the time, you know, it's great being a two-time All-Pro. It's great being a former Pro Bowler. But do you know what my value is when I go to you guys are baseball card and card nerds. You know how much different the conversation is when you're a Super Bowl winning person versus All-Pro person? Mm-hmm.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Night and day.
Mm-hmm.
Show up to a card event and, oh, you're the guy that sat out the playoffs to make a stand? Oh, I want your sign, your signature? Yeah, on this trash bag here. Yeah, go ahead and sign this poop bag that I've got.
Yeah, Drew Pearson. Drew Pearson, most of his life, was like, I want to be able to sign my checks, Hall of Famer.
That's it.
Whenever he got on the elevator with Kevin downstairs, he had a lot of people talking to him downstairs. When he got on the elevator, door shut, and he goes, that's what happens when you make the Hall of Fame.
That's it. I mean, there's something to be said for that.
I do also wonder if, let's put this into play real quick. We get to a point where we're about to go into a playoff game, maybe even second playoff game. Micah Parsons says, guys, I appreciate it. I'm done. My contract didn't get changed last year. I'm out. All the blowback is on Micah, right? Nobody's going after Jerry for not getting the contract done. Now you're like, hold on, why did you do this? Why did you wait?
Yeah, until, you've already
it's almost diabolical
games.
To actually think of it that
no,
way.
No, you're like, what is... Well, the first thing I'm doing is they're launching an investigation. Because now you're thinking there might be some sort of gambling thing involved.
Oh, that's,
I mean, that's
really...
I mean, that's my thought. What? Who? Because it's unprecedented.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's why it would be kind of interesting to see. I mean, because...
I mean, what are you, Malik Beasley? Dude, what are we doing here?
And, like, listen, if you're a punt returner, no big deal.
No one cares.
But if you are a Chris Jones, a Micah Parsons, a, you know, somebody that is matters to the team...
It would be mind-boggling.
The story... It would blow up the headlines.
I'll tell you what. No, you know what would happen?
Jerry might actually
You'd
love
get
it.
Excommunicated out of the league. What was old boy from the 49ers, the linebacker? Who they asked to go into the game and he said no.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I can't think of his name. We'll come up during the break. He didn't get signed during the offseason.
That's a good point right there.
Okay.
Teams don't want a player that does something like that.
I'll tell you
what.
Sit out a playoff game fully healthy as a professional athlete and see if you ever play again.
No matter who you are.
Okay. Coming you're up, going to Japan.
Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time for Fair or Foul with superstar Fred Davis. We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fed. Fan, I got the man. Can you imagine if we were the Fed?
Man.
What the state of this country would be if that
I
was
mean,
the
I
case.
I mean, I got the spyglasses on, so. I got the spyglasses, Fred.
Who says I'm not?
I get to set the interest rates. Y'all are all screwed.
just a Fed.
I do have Fred Davis
I'm
joining
a
me.
Fed.
Well, hold on. Is your middle name Eugene? Because wouldn't that be Fed?
No, it's Fad.
Oh.
Middle name's Albert.
Is that where that's where Fatty comes from?
No,
is that what everybody keeps texting in Fatty?
No, Fatty is just a night show listener. Because it's Fan After Dark, and it was down to Fatty or Fanpire, which I didn't like. I didn't like Fanpire at all.
I loved it.
And I know Carter likes it. Alec Medford liked it. Blake liked it. I just didn't like it.
JT from Jack FM started calling our because he's a master peep, is what he calls himself.
Okay.
And so he loves the show. And whenever we started, he was like, y'all should call them Master Peeps. And I was like, if they're okay with it, y'all, whatever
Peeps.
Y'all want to be called, you let me know. And we go with Master Peeps and Tolos here on this show. So that's where we rock. Right now, though, yes.
You do have to be careful calling people fatties, though.
That is true.
Because if they don't know. So I gave a shout out to my boy Dan, the transmission man's mother.
What up, Dan?
And
your mom?
I said, you know, she's a fatty. And, you know, she was like 85 or something crazy like that. I said, she's a fatty. Love to have her on the show. You know, love her supporting the show. And so we clipped it for him and he texted me back and he goes, my mom wanted to know, you know, how'd you know she was a fatty?
Oh,
now he was being a smart ass too. But, you know, what who is this guy? And I said, well, it's what we call our listeners.
It happened to me once.
Really? You were called a fatty?
Yeah. Well, Fred actually called me one during the night show one time, and my friend from high school was driving around. They texted me, and they're like, why did Fred just call you fat? And I'm like, no, there's a story, so I had to break it down a little bit. Had to break it down. True story. It actually happened.
I love it.
And see, that kind of goes back to, this takes me back to when we were on the weekends and Colby Sapp was our producer.
Okay.
Kevin brought a story to the table in a segment we had called Pop Goes the Culture. And Kevin brought up that at Target, they had a gray dress, which was called Manatee Gray.
Mm.
Only if it was extra large plus.
Yeah.
So if it was extra large or double X, it was Manatee Gray. If it was other than that, it was like Heather Gray. And so then Colby yelled out, hey, fatty.
Yeah.
And that became a calling card for a while. So now we know that two different fatties.
Is that manatee gray that you're wearing right now?
This is just human gray. That doesn't sound right either. Now it's time for Fair or Foul.
Ew,
with Fred Davis.
You damn right it is. All right. You guys know what that music means. It's time for a little Fair or Foul. I'm going to read a story. Maybe we'll tell a personal anecdote, whatever it may be. And then you, the Tolos, fatties, and whoever else might be tuning in for the first time will determine whether or not it is fair or foul. Are you guys science fiction nerds?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm not, but I dabble. I'll say I dabble.
Yeah, okay. Rather than being a nerd, exactly. I do dabble. I know science fiction.
I don't even really know it, but I like to pretend that I do. Astrophysicists, say that 10 times fast, have detected a massive object approximately 7 miles long that some scientists speculate could be of non human origin. The object, described in recent observations by Harvard astronomers, is moving in a trajectory that may bring it closer to Earth. While the exact nature of the object remains unknown, some researchers believe it could be artificial based on its shape, motion, and energy signatures. Others caution that the claims are speculative and urge peer-reviewed investigation before drawing conclusion. This comes amid growing government transparency on unidentified aerial phenomena. The Pentagon and NASA continue to fund research into anomalous space objects as public interest in extraterrestrial intelligence surges. Fair foul? A potentially hostile 7-mile-long alien spacecraft may be headed towards Earth?
Oh, see, you say spacecraft. This whole time I was thinking that this was like space rocket poo.
Well, they said it could be of non. They say it could be of non-human origin.
You know how when they flush space rockets,
are you going all Joe Dirt on me right now?
That's
a space turd.
That's a real thing, though. Like that's a real thing. It shoots out into space and then
he ate burger
hardens
off that.
And they're like, this is actually poo.
Yeah,
and he was dipping. He had
his fries.
Ketchup and he was
disgusting.
Dipping his fries in it.
Yeah, he was.
At that point,
awful.
Does it still have the bacteria? After it's gone through the Earth's hemisphere,
space poo,
and landed on desert. I don't know. So you're suggesting that this is a 7-mile?
It's a potentially hostile 7-mile-long alien spacecraft that may be headed towards Earth.
We're done.
I say fair.
I'm.
I say fair.
Yeah, I'm. I say fair as well. And we're done because we don't. First off.
I mean, we're not ready for all that.
We don't have a single ship that's 7 miles long. Not a battle. Like, what's the longest naval ship we have?
Aircraft carrier? I mean, maybe the Ronald Reagan? I don't know. And even then, at that point, I mean, look, if a 7-mile non-alien spacecraft is coming.
And our airplanes still have to have a little hook on the back just to be able to stop on those. Yeah, that's how tiny they are.
I mean,
look,
at that point, it's cancel Christmas time.
When you were in the Navy, because my grandfather was a minesweeper back in the Korean War.
Okay. Thank you for his service.
Were you one of those that got to run out there
no.
put the rope down?
I joined the Navy to see the world.
Nice.
And they said, what do you want to do? I said, well, give me a job that, 17-year-old Fred didn't know any better. He's from Topeka, Kansas. I said, well, give me a job that will send me to the boat. He said, can you swim? I said, yeah. Did you want to be a rescue swimmer? Let's go.
Nice.
Okay. Fred goes to the Navy, goes through boot camp in Great Lakes, Illinois, goes through SEER school, goes through SAR school. And when they hand out, jobs and where you're going to go. 22 guys and gals went to the boat. One guy went to Meridian, Mississippi. Fred, you're going to Brunswick, Maine.
What? Well, what'd you do in Maine?
Drank a lot.
Okay.
All right. Got into some accidents. Got a couple DUIs and created a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, see, my grand...
And turned a lot of wrenches.
I saw my grandfather's
lefty loosey righty tighty
medals
safety wire
that he got, and there I guess a ship in their harbor blew up.
Yeah,
and he jumped in and saved two fellow.
That's Purple Heart worthy right there.
Yeah, that's what he was.
That's it.
Yeah, so I was rest in peace. He's at DBU out there, the memorial out there next to DBU.
Okay. Yeah.
That's where my grandfather rests currently.
No, so. I mean I've got lifelong friends from the Navy. Got a daughter out of the deal. And she's 22 now. No connection to Cooper Flag.
Okay.
I know a lot of people have speculated that.
We often think that.
I've had people ask me. He does share a birthday with my son. Coincidentally.
Nice. Good question here from the 817.
Yeah.
How do they know it's not hostile?
Look, again, I'm just telling you what the Harvard researchers and NASA people are saying, okay? I don't shoot the messenger, people, okay? I'm just telling you what Fred has read. And they're just saying it's potentially hostile.
Alec, you see some spaceship in the sky when you're sitting here on the 11th floor of the studio here in Fitzhugh. You look out there and you see a 7-mile spaceship stretched across DFW.
Mm.
What would be something you would see that would make you go, no, we're fine. That's not hostile.
Oh.
Like, what would be the... if it was just like a line of Care Bears across the top? Would
I was
going to
say
like,
a Dallas Cowboys bumper sticker.
I love Care Bears, dude. I grew up on Care Bears.
Did you? Awesome.
Yes, I loved it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to care. I'm a very nice carer of humans and people and other animals and plants.
What about He-Man?
He-Man loved He-Man,
okay,
too.
Okay, just making
dude,
sure.
Dude, that's one of my biggest
you
regrets.
Said no, I'd have been
one
like,
of my biggest regrets
about
is
what?
That my I gave my cousin all
oh,
of my
dude,
He-Man
we
toys.
Could go, look, that's a whole other conversation
whole box
for another
full
show.
Of He-Man toys.
Don't get me started.
Found out I got one that like had one that was like $35,000.
Yeah.
Obviously, probably in box, not worn out from playing with it, but yeah.
Did you have Grayskull, the plastic?
Had the had
damn, bro. You were
dude.
Rich growing up, huh?
I think.
Damn.
You know what?
Why no money?
I wasn't.
Yeah,
no,
you
we
did.
East Dallas. All right. Get it right. Damn. When I was growing up, I was in East Dallas, right next
Allen?
To Eastfield College. All right.
You grew up with Jake, new guy Jake Ray.
I was
you?
Not rich, but my parents worked very hard to yeah. provide.
I hey,
give them
you
the
know what?
On that. Thank you, mom and dad, for being awesome.
Shout out to the Majors
and
family.
And I know that life wasn't easy.
No.
I know that. I did not come from money at all. But we did have great toys.
I know. I'm just messing.
Amazing toys.
I'm just
all
messing.
The best toys.
So yeah. To answer your initial question, Corey.
Tell you all that to tell you this.
Mm-hmm. If I looked up in the sky and saw a 7-mile ship just floating above DFW, I would something that would like be a green flag if it's just totally smooth. If there's like, if I see things that look kind of interesting coming from it, either like flying away from it or things that look like they could be weapons
mm-hmm.
sticking
also,
from the sides of it.
Protruding out.
Yeah, then I'm going to be scared. But if it's just like a giant smooth, like if it looks like a giant airplane, I'm going to be like, okay, we're fine.
Yeah.
We'll be all right.
That's, I mean, again, and I feel like here in Texas.
Yeah.
We see that. How many people are going to take some shots at it?
How many people are going to be on their phones and not even realize it?
Oh, a lot.
Ooh.
Especially
okay.
downtown. But I feel like once you get out into the
I mean, dude, a 7-mile plane, it's going to get dark outside.
Yeah.
Like, it's covering up the sky,
how
for crying out loud.
How many of y'all are pulling your guns out
your
and
pistols
trying to shoot
and
it?
Just shooting it?
Kids are trying to throw footballs at it. Like, they're going to be like, hold on, what's the attack for? And we're just trying to see if we can throw a football that
yeah.
high. You know, is usually what's going
to
happen.
Who would we trust to cover it with no bias?
Because
hysteria is going to be hysteria is going to be off the chain.
Yeah, 1080 KRLD. I think
absolutely.
They would cover it the proper way.
It's a good call.
Austin York, I'll give him some credit.
Shout
for
out
that
to
one.
Austin York, dude.
Yeah, he's going to cover
our
that
guy.
With absolute discretion. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no bias.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
All bias discretion.
That's it. That's
what we're working with there.
All right. Good to know. All right. So fair. Are we all in agreement that it's fair that a 7-mile potentially hostile alien spacecraft could be headed towards the United States and the planet Earth?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do they know what city to go to hover over first? Was it Independence Day? They just like they picked L.A., New York, Orlando. Like it was Orlando.
Who do we trust to shoot it down if Will Smith's not available?
Jeff Goldblum still is around.
Will Smith's still around.
Yeah, so
he'll slap him.
Yeah,
he'll slap the pilot
and welcome them to Earth.
Yeah,
that is for sure. We've seen that happen.
Get your planet out of my mouth. No.
Chris Rock's just fuming over there. He's just like, I can't believe he did it to them too. And nobody's mad about that. All right, guys. Pete Carroll. I think universally. Nice guy.
Beloved.
We kind of like Pete Carroll. I've always admired his ability to keep the group together. And this is Pete Carroll talking to a bunch of kids about coaching style.
I was wondering if you could compare and contrast sort of your philosophy and style of coaching with the other most successful coaches like Belichick we've been talking
good.
About.
Yeah, that's really good.
Other sports like Popovich, Phil Jackson, etc.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned a whole array of guys, and they're all different, okay? Let's go to Belichick, okay? okay, let's just start off with this one. That back in the day, you picture what it's like when an army brings in a bunch of grunts for the first day, and they show up on the scene, and you know, all the civilian guys, and they get off the bus, and they what do they do to them? What happens to those guys? The first thing, the people... People start yelling at them, right? They start yelling at them. They start berating them immediately. And they get their clothes off. They put them in all the same clothes. Do they cut their hair? Yes. Shave the hair, make them all look exactly the same, and just rip their ass until they just break them down. And the guys just said, okay, I give up. Whatever you want me to do. That's the extreme illustration of authoritarian, coercive way of teaching.
Fred, when you went into the military, was that their approach in the Navy? Whereas they were like, "We got to break you down before we."
Oh, absolutely.
And that
they could still yell at guys back then.
And how much of an effect did that? Like you now,
I fell in line 100%.
You felt because that guy next to me is falling in line. So is that guy, and if he doesn't, I'm watching what's happening to him. I better fall in line, otherwise, I got to do this craft too.
There was that, and just the fact that. You knew going in, like, hey, this is what it's all about. Like, they're going to yell at you. They're going to scream at you. And you're kind of, everybody's kind of in their little, you know, when you go to MEPS, and of course, this was 26 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a 16, 17-year-old kid coming from the place where I was coming from, I just wanted some structure.
Okay.
I just wanted, I had to get the hell out of Topeka, Kansas,
so
right?
So you fell in line.
So I was like, look, and look, I'm a firm believer, kids, you know, kids, athletes, whatever, they want discipline.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
You want organization. You want discipline. And so, and here's the thing, right? Not everybody responds to getting yelled at.
You're right.
Okay.
And,
Tom Osborne
we'll
talked about
that in just a minute. Yeah.
I did. And I'll never forget, I remember this as long as I live. You're supposed to get a phone call. So they send you, they bring you, you know, you're getting off the bus, you're getting screamed at. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, you haven't slept, you're nervous, maybe the first time you've been away from home, but whatever. And I go to pick up a phone to call because they let you call for like a minute and tell your folks, hey, I made it. All right. I go to pick up the phone and this guy goes, recruit, get the off the phone. Ah, bloop, done.
Wow.
And didn't call.
All right. So that is one method.
Yeah.
And he's kind of talking about certain coaches. Well, this is how they treat you. You are one of many. You are not an individual.
Right.
That is how they treat you.
And leading a group. It's the most famous, the most successful way in history. It's the one that people understand the best. You beat people down, make them scared. Just do what I tell you. Don't do anything else. Don't take any chances. Just do what I tell you to do. And then that leader can count on what you can do. Okay, that to me, that's the extreme authoritarian way of teaching. That ain't the way we teach. Okay. It isn't. It's also not the way that special forces units are taught. They're taught, and they beat the hell out of those guys. We relate a lot to the process that those guys go through. They beat the hell out of those guys, so they'll learn to persevere, and they can hang through anything. There's nothing that they can't withstand. But they also teach them to think. They teach them to respond to the training that they encounter during the time they're there, so that when it comes time to function, they can't just do only what the guy tells them to do, but they can think for themselves, they can react on their feet, they can respond, and if they're really gifted, they can make great choices and great decisions to do things that one guy could never accomplish otherwise. In Special Forces, they do just 7, 8, 9 guys. And they'll take on hundreds of guys, and they can whip their ass because they know how to function together and work together. And they outthink, they outsmart, they outreact. That's the end of the spectrum that we're trying to teach on and coach on. We're at the other end of it. We're trying to celebrate the individual with extraordinary commitment to practice. Practice is everything to us. We work our guys' ass off. They work hard. They work fast. They compete. They battle every day. But they're having a good time doing it because they know that we're supporting and celebrating who they are and empowering them to find their very best. That's the other end of the spectrum. Does that make sense? Popovich is in the middle somewhere, okay? And who's the other one you asked? Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson's kind of more, we're kind of over here, me and Phil, you know, kind of over here a little bit more, you know? And then Bobby Knight's way the hell, he's on the other end, you know? Those are the illustrations. And then it's interesting that the authoritarian way doesn't trust people. They don't trust you because they're afraid that your own personal things are going to get in the way and you're going to respond out of the norm and they can't count on you. It's a great way because that's how you control big groups. We just don't think that way anymore.
I love to get this kind of behind the scenes.
I do too.
Peak.
That's a great poll.
And
when was this, by the way?
Taylor Luan posted it just the over the weekend.
Okay.
And he was talking to, it looked like a college classroom.
Okay.
And he's wearing black, so I'm assuming he's with the Raiders. So it sounds like it was very recent.
Okay.
Maybe the last couple of weeks. But I enjoy hearing coaches elaborate on their philosophies.
Yeah.
Rather than just telling you, we're going to go out there and win a game tomorrow. You know, I don't like that. That's not fun. I do enjoy hearing Schottenheimer talk about what, like, in about 15 minutes, the Schottenheimer press conference is going to go down.
Yeah.
I enjoy hearing him explain his philosophies on things.
Yeah.
But this is we saw Dak try to implement some things from some special forces groups the last couple of years.
Yeah.
He sat down with some special forces groups, wanted to know how they thought, wanted to know how they work. And that idea of it's these 7 guys, extremely talented. We pick the best of the best in most of these situations because we watch them rise up through the ranks. But on top of that, now we know that we've taught them the best ways to communicate with each other on the battlefield. And that's kind of, he's making that same comparison of they need to be able to think for themselves because if they can't, whenever a play happens, one of my favorite things I've heard Darren Woodson and George Teague say is occasionally, Darren Woodson would go over to George Teague and say, I need you to have my back. I'm going to go make a play.
Yeah.
And now it was outside of the parameters of the defense, but he had thought the game through so well that he knew I can do this in this moment because I know better than everybody else.
Right.
And I really enjoy hearing that kind of philosophy. But again, not every philosophy is going to work everywhere. It does take a lot of attention to detail to get your own philosophy to battle through to other players.
Well, and having a great quarterback too.
Yes, right?
I mean, and I say that kind of tongue in cheek, but the reason why I say that is this, and two things real quick. One on the because look in 2025, you know, with self help and social media and everything like that. I mean, you know, and it seems like you know, 20 years ago when you and I were growing up, well, 30 years ago when you and I were growing up. All right, we didn't know squat about Navy SEALs.
No.
Okay, we didn't know, unless you knew a SEAL or a Green Beret or a Delta Force guy.
The movie Navy SEALs is what I knew about Navy SEALs.
And that was literally Michael Biehn and Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just take that. I mean, Charlie Sheen, for God's sakes, a Navy SEAL. I mean, are you kidding me right now? That said, I think the part that people miss, and I'm all for, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Dak and using the whole Navy SEAL thing, but here's where people miss the boat when it comes to using the whole special teams thing, or special teams, special forces deal, is that, yes, the coalescing after the fact is great, but the stuff that it took to get to that point, all right, is, yes, you've seen the Hell Weeks, you've seen the stuff like, it's... I mean, the mental and the physical torture that you are put through to get to that point, whether you're a paratrooper in the Air Force, like I said, Delta Force, Green Beret, whatever it is, like that part, I think, gets left out because you don't know what forged that mental perseverance to get to that next step of, okay, now we're going to do what SEALs do or what Green Berets do. Okay, well, yeah, but what about the training that got you to be that guy in the first place, knowing that if I don't make this, if I get washed out, which, you know, back in the day, I think only 15% of SEALs or less than that even made it. And I don't know what Green Beret, but I know those numbers are still. I mean, we're talking about a 7 to 8 to 10% group that even gets to that point.
That's true.
Okay? So, again, the mental fortitude you have to have before we even get to that point is off the charts. And that's one thing about professional sports that we love is that you would think, well, look at all the blood, sweat, and tears you've had to get through to just get to where you're at. So anyway, that's always been one of my things when I see that. It's like, you know, I think people say, oh, well, look, the SEALs are doing it. Yeah, but there's a little more to it than just that.
And that's what even Pete Carroll was saying there is we beat them up. They have to go through these things.
He said it best. You have to get broken down first. I'm sorry. It's the only way this stuff works. Now, can you fine tune it after the fact? 100%. Why do we love Kobe? Because Kobe was a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look, Jordan is a psychopath. Tom Brady's a psychopath. I mean, that's just the but, you know, I go back to what, and saying this about Andy Reid. Everybody loves Andy Reid. Okay, Andy Reid was hits every year mm-hmm. in practice. Even as we've gotten to a more, you know, kinder, gentler NFL, guess what? They're hitting in practice. They're tackling in practice. All right. Guess what? When the game one starts of preseason, Mahomes and the starters are going to play a series. They'll probably play an entire half in the second game. Now, they won't play it all in the third game, but he still has that expectation. And you know, again, why does it work now versus when he was in Philadelphia? Well, guess what?
Quarterback.
You've got a freak of a quarterback.
Got a completely different dude.
Okay. Why does Bill Belichick's system work in New England when it didn't work in Cleveland? All right. Why did Pete Carroll work in Seattle as opposed to not working in New England?
Mm-hmm.
His philosophies are still the same. Why did he work so well at USC? Okay. I mean, again, it's all of look, Bill Parcells said it best. All right. You can have all the systems in the world, everything else like that. But if you aren't allowed to buy the groceries, aka the players,
right?
It does not matter.
You got being able to figure out will that but fit into my system.
Fitting all that together it goes and having guys buy in. Henry Thomas told me, look, one of the things about Bill Belichick, yes, was he a grunt? Was he a this and he a that? Absolutely. He said, but from a football perspective, that dude told you things about football that you didn't even know was possible. Like he just, it was just things about football that made you look at it in a way that you thought, huh.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I'd been playing D tackle for 12 years, 2-time all pro. He put me in at fullback.
Yeah.
No coach had ever even thought of the idea of putting me at fullback.
One of my favorite parts from the Two Bills documentary is when they're going up against Buffalo.
Yeah.
And they were like, we don't have the team speed to keep up with this.
Yeah.
We need to find faster players at cornerback.
Right.
So because of that, they changed their defense. Put in a whole new different defense and with players that typically weren't their best players.
Right.
But he said, but they could keep up speed-wise. Yeah. This is the thing we're missing. Very small, subtle thing, but Buffalo wasn't able to handle it. And therefore, they were able to get a Super Bowl out of it.
Well, look at the the way they handled the Super Bowl, the very first Super Bowl that the New England won, right? That spread in, what was that, 2002? That was a 14-point spread. A lot mm-hmm. of people forget that, right? So what did, to your point, New England knew they couldn't keep up with the fastest show on turf, right? Because the Rams had gone in there and were beating the brakes off everybody.
So they beat, and
I remember Ted Johnson, I did a show with him back in the day, and he said, Bill told us, we are going to blow them up. We are going to beat the crap out of Marshall Faulk.
Yep.
Okay, we want him bloodied and bruised before this game's over with.
You know how to keep Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt from running past you?
Beat the crap out of
them. At the line of scrimmage, you stick them as hard as you can immediately. You know, and they're not running past you.
And look, every
now it's changed their timing.
Changed it, and it changed everything in that game. And it was a ball. I mean, and again, but that goes, that's the when you are bought into a coach and you trust their style and what they're going to do, and again, when you win,
mm-hmm.
and again, I don't care what your coaching style is, winning changes everything, right? Because
absolutely.
When you're winning,
people believe
your coaching style is great.
Yep.
When you, I mean, look, does the triangle work without Michael and Kobe?
Uh huh. No.
Probably.
Oh, well, actually, can it can?
I mean, have we seen it?
No.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, so we'll never know. I mean, that's the beauty of it. And people always like to say, well, Phil Jackson, we never saw him win without anybody else. Well, he didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, you know, you don't see Alan Mulally getting called up by Kia or anybody else. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
And see, I'm sure there are people listening right now that are saying, and that's what's keeping the Cowboys from being... What coach has been able to actually create his philosophy and have the real control?
Shoddy's trying.
But like in the past,
yeah.
Jason Garrett kind of had it, but Jason Garrett didn't have,
he had it.
In game, if something happened, Jason Garrett didn't know how to respond.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson had it. I know how to psychologically.
Oh, 100%.
Get every single one of you in line. I'm treating each one of you differently because y'all deserve that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're all treated the same differently. And that was the way Jimmy Johnson, that's the last time.
Yeah.
Since then, there has been an impediment every step of the way, and that has been Jerry Jones being in the way of a coach trying to fulfill. If it's, hey, I need to discipline this.
Right.
Hey, you don't need to discipline that guy. He's our star.
Yeah.
Or, hey, I need this kind of, well, now I got a guy sitting out because I'm unwilling to do this for. Those things have been a problem for the Cowboys all along the way. I hope Schottenheimer's able to do it. I hope he's the one that's able to see what, because he worked up there with Pete Carroll.
He did.
He know he has a, from his own father, he has a good coaching philosophy in place.
And that's, I think, the part that we have not, I mean, I think we have, but I just, there's something to be said for who his dad is and what this guy has seen and experienced over the course of his football life.
Let's get to Schottenheimer next here at the press conference on 105.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.